20-year veteran sanitation employee, Ed Shevlin, is taking a brief break from his 12-hour shift. The silver-haired man in department-issued green is perched on a folding chair in the DSNY's generator-powered trailer on Beach 108th Street.
Right now, I have a couple of spare minutes. I suppose this is my lunch break, and I'm trying to look up my insurance company to find out when I can get my claims settled and when I can get a rental car so that I can be mobile again. I'm on foot every day after work.
His elderly parents were injured and sickened as a result of Sandy, and they both landed in the hospital. He's a lifelong resident and says witnessing the loss of his neighbors has been heart-wrenching.
If the walls could talk, that big pile of garbage would be screaming, because in that pile of garbage is all the walls, the floors, the ceilings, the memories, the baptismal pictures, the wedding photos, the graduation photos. It just looks like a big old pile of junk, but it has soul and it has spirit.
Shevlin believes the tons of accumulated debris in the hardest hit areas of the city are akin to what was referred to as the pile after 9/11. He said workers would go down the block and after two or three stops, they'd fill a garbage truck that holds 12 tons. Those trucks are now going to a new dump in the Rockaways.
Right now we're at the Reese Park at the temporary dump. You got all the equipment coming in here, dropping off the materials, and it's being sorted now as we speak.
That's Deputy Chief Jimmy McGovern. He's standing in between the massive western piles and the eastern area of the dump. It was erected when the city realized they had too much debris out here to bring to existing sites.
It's insane, ain't it? You have a huge community here, and that pile is just not debris. It's a lot of memories, a lot of people's lives.
The State Parks Department agreed to allow the parking lot to serve as a temporary transfer station until the garbage can be trucked to states like Virginia and Pennsylvania. As of midweek, the sanitation department says they had collected about 240,000 tons of debris from the whole city. McGovern is also a local and is currently homeless after being displaced from the storm. He's pretty matter-of-fact about sleeping on a cot at the sanitation garage.
I find it easier just being close to work, and then once work is over, I can just go upstairs and take a shower and go to bed.
He says the garage has been turned into a kind of makeshift barracks for him and about 10 other workers in the same predicament. Along the eastern side of the dump, there's a flurry of activity. Three long lines of sanitation trucks are waiting to dump their hauls. You can see the regular DSNY dump trucks, as well as military vehicles and private contractors who've been hired to help speed the cleanup. The site has been operating for 24 hours.
14 command, 10-2, over and out.
Back at the mobile command trailer, Supervisor Joseph O'Keefe is sitting in front of a dry erase board that keeps him on top of all the deployments of personnel and equipment.
Front-end loaders, we have dump truck cutdowns, cars, light packs. That's all equipment. In the middle, I'm trying to keep track of all the gangs we have working out there and the locations that they're working on so I can move guys around as needed.
O'Keefe is 35 and has been with sanitation for more than a quarter of his life. He says these workers are used to working under tough conditions like a snowstorm. But he says the department has never dealt with anything like this.
Not on this level. This is incredible. It's so vast, the damage. It was a wallop for the city. But you know what? Everyone's focused on getting it done. No one's giving up.
With so many added hours and the contact with countless snarled piles of sharp and potentially hazardous debris, he says the risk to workers has grown exponentially. Sanitation employees are known as the strongest in the stable of uniformed city workers. But O'Keefe says he doesn't think of himself as a first responder.
No, we really don't identify ourselves as anything. We just get out there, we do what we got to do. We have a job and a mission to accomplish. And we just get out there and we do it. We're not looking for a pat on the back. We're looking to help the residents that are affected the most.
The sanitation department doesn't have any in-house counseling other than worker-to-worker support. But O'Keefe says maybe they'll consider that once this is all over. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horn.